Before we get started, I want to shout out our sponsors here on the BCP. As always, the BCP is brought to you by our favorite store, Funkenstein Wrestling Superstore, located online and at the Englishtown Flea Market in Englishtown, New Jersey, on Saturdays and Sundays from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. in the Blue Building. Get your wrestling stuff, retro video games, G.I. Joes, Ninja Turtles, Ghostbusters. It's our favorite store. Thank you, Heather and Dan, for sponsoring the show. Please welcome in our new sponsor, Mania Club. Established in 2015, Mania Club is a WWE-recognized community for fans with an eclectic love for both the world of professional wrestling and raising money for Connor's Cure. During WrestleMania weekend, we host the official tailgate of WrestleMania while also celebrating the life of Connor McCulloch. They're the single largest donor within the V Foundation for Connor's Cure with over $150,000 raised. Please donate and join the Facebook group over at Mania Club. Donate at jimmyv.org/maniaclub. The BCP is also sponsored by the No Gimmicks Podcast, the pro wrestling podcast that keeps it 100% real, 100% of the time. The No Gimmicks Podcast is available wherever you get your podcast. Shout out, Kelvin. Check out the No Gimmicks Podcast. We're also sponsored by our friends over at Global Wrestling Family. GWF is about inclusivity and celebrating a common love for pro wrestling amongst the fans and wrestlers. T-shirts, hats, and more merch is available now. Join the group on Facebook at Global Wrestling Family and be sure to follow them on Instagram at Global Wrestling Family. Wrestling All Day, All Night is the best wrestling discussion group on Facebook. We provide more of a community feel here and have wrestling fans introduce other fans to something they may have not seen before, such as old school wrestling, indie wrestling, Japanese wrestling, and more. We also strive to be a source for information regarding upcoming wrestler meet and greets and signings. And remember, we're open 24/7, all day, all night. Be sure to follow on socials and join the group on Facebook at Wrestling All Day, All Night. The BCP is also sponsored by Warriors of Wrestling. Warriors of Wrestling proudly presents Intergender Warfare. It's going to be at St. Finbar Catholic Church, 1839 Bath Ave in Brooklyn, New York, Friday, November 10th, featuring Miranda Eleze, Taya Valkyrie, Zaya Brookside, Giselle Shaw, Darius Carter, Vicious Vicky, and a whole lot more. Get your tickets now at warriorsofwrestling.com, and don't forget to subscribe on YouTube. Please welcome in our new sponsors, the Sweet Chin Musings Podcast. Sweet Chin Musings is the creation of the reigning, rarely defending, highly disputed champion of wrestling podcast, Mr. Perfect Mike Mueller and his tag team partner in crime, Luke Kudialis. SCM focuses on the in-ring products of WWE and AEW. No dirt sheet rumors here, as well as backstage news, predictions, and analysis of characters, storylines, and major pay-per-views. Old school fans, don't worry, we have you covered too with a look back on classic matches, top 10 lists, and interactive tournaments that let the fans decide who is truly the best of all time. You can find us on Facebook at Sweet Chin Musings, and be sure to check out the podcast on all your favorite podcast major streaming platforms. Let's chat our new sponsor for the podcast, R Wireless Delran in Delran, New Jersey. Expect the best. R Wireless in Delran has all your Verizon wireless needs, located on Route 130 in the Target Shopping Center in Delran, New Jersey. And of course, guys, be sure to ask for our guy, Wayne Keener. Thanks to our new sponsor, John Septic Service. John Septic is your family-owned company for all your septic needs in the northern Baltimore area for over 50 years. Give them a call at 410-272-2317. Guys, remember, a straight flush always beats a full house. Thank you, John Septic. Guys, I want to give a big shout-out to our new sponsors on BCP Plus and the podcast, our friends from the Front Row Mafia. JVD, Cleary, Randy, and Total with Tom make up this group of the best pro wrestling fans out there, supporting everyone across promotions. Join their Facebook group over at Front Row Mafia Indie Wrestling Junkies for the latest in their pro wrestling adventures, custom art, wrestler highlights, interactions, fan discussion, and more. On a personal note, I want to thank the boys for their friendship and always supporting myself, Vicious, and the talent. Thank you, fam. The Front Row Mafia. We also got to shout out our new sponsors, the United States Department of Nerds, the USDN Podcast, a podcast presented by Dat Feeling Podcast Network, LLC. The USDN podcast is run by Jeffrey T. Fountain, a BCP Plus contributor, Jennifer Johnson, Eric Johnson, and Tay Stith, and is also home to the Queens of Nerdom podcast. USDN podcast is a safe place for all nerds where they can come to be entertained, learn, and embrace debate. USDN prides itself on being by the people, for the people, and of the people. Here at the USDN, we strive to bring you the best content we can find where you know it comes with the USDN seal of approval. We always strive to give you factual data, and if it's a rumor, we'll always preface it with the rumor alert before dropping the freshest info. However, once those rumors are proven true, you can bet your money we at USDN are slamming the stamp down and giving it the USDN seal of approval. Hit our links on social media for all our merch. This ad is USDN approved.
Yo, listen, it's Platinum Max, part of the acclaimed, the Platinum Playboy, best wrestler alive, and you are rocking with the Bob Culture Podcast. Yo, listen. Platinum on the mic, and I'm coming for your ass. I'm listening to the Bob Culture Podcast, and I think it's the hottest show in the game, because them and everybody loves the acclaim. Now, scissor me.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome into a very special episode of the BCP. And like I always say, this one is long overdue, but it truly is, because ahead of his match defending his Pro Wrestling Magic heavyweight championship against the All Father, someone very decorated, we'll talk about in a little bit, Darius Carter. It's going to be October 28th at the Mecca here in New Jersey. Get your tickets now. He is also a trainer over at the Fallout Shelter. Again, the Pro Wrestling Magic heavyweight champion, we are not worthy, Mr. Steve Pena. How are you, sir? Thank you for the time.
How's it going, bro?
It's good, man. You know, and I was telling you off air, long overdue, bro. Things have been going your way. You've been having some, I'm not just saying this because you're here, you've been having some bangers with the likes of Moff. You know what? And I'm going to put that on my question list because I want to talk about that.
Oh, please do. Yeah.
Vargas, man. Now you have Darius Carter, man. I don't want to bury the lead here, sir. Let's just get right into it. Let's put some butts in seats. Steve Pena defending his championship against the All Father. We knew his time would come again. With all due respect, sir, he's number 144 on the PWI 500. In my eyes, one of the best, a two-time BCP Male Independent Wrestler of the Year, the only man to win that award, Darius Carter, man. How are you preparing for this? How are you feeling going into this match, sir?
Listen, let me say, like, Darius is, he's the real deal. Like, I'm definitely not afraid to say it. Like, that dude is the real deal. Now, me and him also go way back, right? Like, my first day out of, like, wrestling school or, like, out of Johnny Rods, which is where I started, like, he was my first, you know, he was kind of one of my first matches with Darius. So, that was, like, back in 2016. Legit record, I'm 1-4 against Darius. He's beat me four times and I beat him once, which is this past January I beat him. Was the first time. And I feel like he's going to be the one where I wrestle him forever. Whatever CM Punk and Chris Hero was, like how they wrestled everywhere together, I'm going to feel like I'm going to always clash again with Darius, no matter what it is. And we said it, we jokingly say it in the back, like, every match you have kind of elevates. Stage-wise, you know what I'm saying? Bro, it's going to end until we get to TV. And I don't like Darius a lot personally. You know why. Like, there's no gimmick with him. But in the ring, I respect the shit out of him. That's
exactly
what the guy can say. Yeah.
And I don't mean to cut you off, but you said it perfectly. I tweeted this the other day. I call his matches over at Warriors. And, you know, super heel, super, you know, not the friendliest guy. You know, he cares about Darius, you know, and his goals and all that. And like you said, you almost respect it. I tweeted, it's so hard to call his matches. He's a heel, but he is so brilliant in the ring. The little things he does, the counters, the mind games. I feel like, just like you, sir, he elevates everybody he is in the ring with. But I have to ask you this, man. Title's on the line. What is your confidence level, man? Because he's a guy who can win that title with all due respect at any time.
I wrestled him this past January for a title and he lost, you know? Like, ooh. It's not, I'm not scared of Darius. I'm not tripping. I'm going to go in. Well, it's the truth. Like, Darius, like, steamrolls through everyone at Magic. You've seen it. Like, people have no freaking chance against him, right? Like, I'm not dumb, though. I'm not dumb. Like, I could say something about people that I wrestled. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not, it hasn't been an issue me retaining my title. Yes, shit happens here and there, as you saw last show. But it's like, people want to put Darius on his pedestal, right? But people know that I'm right there. Like, you know, like, it's not this. This is this. And he knows it. He knows it. Because last year I did, I put him asleep, actually. You know? So
really?
Yes, that was our fifth encounter. And that's going to be the sixth. Like, who knows? You know what I'm saying? I feel like it's some Brian Danielson, Nigel McGuinness type rivalry. It's going to keep going.
It sounds like you know what, and don't say it here, obviously. It sounds like you know what his kryptonite may be. The fact that you not only have a dub over Darius, but the fact that you put him to sleep speaks volumes. Guys, again, Pro Wrestling Magic, October 28th at the Mecca here in New Jersey, Ridgefield Park. Get your tickets now. This is your main eventer right here. This is your top guy. And Mr. Pena, I do want to apologize because it's long overdue. I haven't had you on the show yet. I've had some of your guys, but and it certainly isn't about me, sir. But with all due respect, Hispanos Unidos, you guys aren't very nice to me. You know, Trey and I are cool sometimes, but JC's kind of mean to me every time we talk to her. I think Donovan hates me. They kind of, you know, I'm just doing my job. I'm asking the questions after the match. And they kind of shove me around, man. You know, I know you don't always speak for them, man. Is there any reason? Like, do you guys just not like backstage interviews? Is it me? Do I smell? I know Trey tells me to trim my nose hairs.
Have I ever pushed you away?
I think we're cool, right?
I don't think I could be wrong, bro. Because
you're intense because you just wrestled, but I don't think you've been directly rude to me.
This is like, and he'll laugh if he sees this because it's a fucking fact. I let loose and I act different when Donovan's around. I don't know why. This is not like liquor talk or whatever. Like when we just no, I don't know why. Like if I'm cutting a promo and Donovan is freaking in the frame, you're going to get a different Pena. And he laughs because it's the truth. You know what I mean? Like, you'll see next show. He's injured. He's coming back soon, though. But interview me, you might get one Pena with this clown next to me. You know what I'm saying? But
I'm so I actually wrote it down, and I am not a hard-hitting question guy. I am not a pot stirrer, so forgive me. But first of all, I don't think Donovan likes me, and I have a lot of respect for him. We interviewed him many years ago back at Evolve. He's been on the show twice already. I feel like I show him respect, but again, he doesn't like me. That's fine. I get it. I'm used to it. I know my role, respectfully. But I just psychoanalyzing the situation, as I often do with you wrestlers, I feel like a lot, and I'm not trying to stir the pot here, but I feel like a lot of times Donovan speaks for the group. And in my mind, you are the top guy. Not only in Hispanos Unidos, but Pro Wrestling Magic. You have the gold. Just something I noticed. Would you care to comment on this situation?
Please. I could gladly tell you, especially after the last show, right? Now, we know Donovan. So let me tell you the origin, right? So
please.
I even had a short stint with Evolve, and I would, like, no matter what, I don't know what happens. I don't know who ran it back then, but I would never get booked at Magic. This is years back, right? Leading up to whenever after, I think pandemic-wise. Long story short, Donovan had to put in a word to get me a Magic. Yes, and it worked, and I've been there, you know, ever since. Now we have to look back as to why, and I know he ran Magic a few years. Like I'm talking about Donovan, like he was the top guy, but I never really watched to know what was going on, right? So I don't know what chances he got that he didn't get. I don't know anything. So it started coming back down to like, yo, like, I don't want to pull the race card. I really don't. But it's like, yo, Hispanics are not getting what they deserve. That's what he said. And I'm like, oh, I wouldn't know that because I'm not there. But yeah, I do see what you're trying to say, right?
So representation,
Absolutely, absolutely. So I was like, all right, let's do this. Let's grab Sebastian, who's my freaking brother, right? Like, this dude traveled with me so many freaking miles. Like, I love him to death. Trey, who I've known for a few time also, and obviously JC, let alone a woman, right, who's amazing in the ring, who's in Europe right now killing
it. She's only getting better, too.
Only getting better. Yeah, absolutely. So we got together. We all had the same mindset. Now, he got us together. It was never on paper or whatever saying, yo, my man, you're the leader. We're just the followers. Because if I knew that, I would not. You know, that's not me. That's not me. Even in the sense of, like, let's view professional wrestling. Yeah, we're here to get spots and we're here to get to take over, but my vision of what I put in the ring, which is my canvas, I'm the artist, you know, it's me. You cannot tell us what to say or do out there, who to say, who to not say. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's, you saw, I got offended when Trey interfered. I think a wrestling match is let me portray my art, let me do my art. I feel like This matters a lot, but to me, what happens in the ring means the world. If you can't back it up, my man, to me, you're nothing in my book. So it's like, yes, we got together, we got the titles. I have the top title, right? But like, okay, now what? Should I be going to keep doing the same immature things to stay on top? Yo, we were already on top. You know, I'm not saying that we couldn't have made it by ourselves, but we got together to force it, and we did, and now we're on top. Now, if people want to say Donovan's a leader, you can, like, separate us all on who's the top guy there right now. It's me. It's not him. I mean, he's injured. God bless him. Like, dude, get better. Come back soon. But you're still injured, bro. You're not there. You know what I'm saying? I've done two magic shows, and I'm not comparing because I think he has a tricep tear. So that's horrible. But I wrestled with my neck jacked up like 2-3 months ago. Well, before the summer.
Oh, wow. You
know, yeah, before the break. Yeah. I did not take off. No shots occur. He hurt his back, I think, in June, and he couldn't wrestle. I'm not telling you how you feel, but I have that much of respect for professional wrestling. You know what I'm saying? To keep doing what the group is doing and have Donovan be called the boss or the leader when no one can control me, I have my views on wrestling, you know, and at the end of the day, I'm the top guy.
You have the gold.
I'm wrestling Darius. I'm not wrestling Donovan or Trey or Az or Sebastian. You know what I'm saying? I'm wrestling Darius. We're the top guys right now.
Absolutely. And it stinks when someone goes down. Heal up, Mr. Donovan. All due respect. But it's the next man up mentality for sure.
Absolutely.
And I appreciate you sharing that, man. I said you could no comment. I wasn't trying to stir the pot. But this is why we asked the questions. Because you said, you know, hey, like he was in Pro Wrestling Magic. It sounds like it was a respect thing. He gave you opportunity. There was a lot of representation involved. That's a great answer, man. That's good journalism right there, if I don't mind saying so myself, man. Wasn't trying to stir the pot. And as Hispanos Unidos, I think the guys have a chance at the Tri-Wizard titles as well this show. I think JC's going to be there as well.
Yeah.
Is that kind of the goal for you guys? Not to be cliche here, but you guys have held a lot of the gold, almost all of it. Is that kind of the prophecy here to hold all the gold once again?
Well, absolutely, right? It's a run shit, right? And it's like, I'm not saying all titles mean the same because they all, you know, have their own weight class or whatever. They all mean differently, but I'm still the top guy. But they're going to bring it home. But just know, I'm trying my hardest to like have everyone together again to be like, yo, cut the shit. We're still getting shit done. You know what I'm saying? Like, and we're going to get shit done.
Yeah. I love it, man. I love that mentality because
and
I think.
And this is my counter to last show, as you saw. Like,
please.
I was extremely livid. So that's why I say that. There you go.
No, and I appreciate you sharing that because I think a lot of times with these factions, at the end of the day, everyone's fighting for the same spot in this business. I'm sure you know that more than anyone else. At the same time, you still want to see each other succeed. And I've seen some great factions over the years, but everyone wanted to do something different. There was no long-term plan, you know, and a lot of times these things fall apart. People get selfish. People don't like the direction it's going, man. So it's good to see, even though you guys are mean to me, it's good to see how well you guys are doing together and nothing but success for you continuing. Continued, sir, but I do want to ask one more question about Pro Wrestling Magic, and we'll move on from that. A guys can take on me October 28th at the Mecca. Can't wait. Get your tickets now. Shameless promo. But you have also fought some of the up-and-comers, man. You're fighting the heavy hitters, the Moffs, the Vargases, the Kerrs. I mean, this one with Darius is going to be great. And we do have our match of the year every year, and I'm looking at this. This is one I'm looking at very, very closely, man. No pressure, sir. I know at the end of the day, your job is to get the dub. It's going to be a good one. But what does it mean to you to work with like the up-and-comers? You had a great match with Troy Locke. I like this kid. He's got a good attitude. He had a chance at you so early on in his career, man. I was talking to him about it, and I'm like, I really need to talk to Pena about this, man. What is it like for you working with the up-and-comers?
It's great because I think of myself, right, like now. And I mean this now, like when I work with Simon Gotch, someone who's been on TV and back in Japan. You know what I'm saying? Like, so that's how I felt. It's like, you only learn from wrestling people better than you. That's the only way you learn. Like, yes. You could wrestle the same guy for 5 years. Dude, you're going to be ass. No offense. You have to move on and wrestle people better than you. Now, I could school you on how to wrestle and how to, you know, but it's one thing to be in there. So, like, that dude is good. Like, I didn't know he was that brand new when I got in the room. He told me after. I didn't know that. So, it was good. Like, I love the like the stiffness. I love rough. I love to know we're in here to fight. We're not here to showboat. We're here to fight. And he brought it. He definitely brought it. Yeah.
Yeah, and I appreciate you even giving him that acknowledgement. Good kid, for sure, man. A good worker, man. No way did I think he was going to beat you, with all due respect to him. But solid match. Like, solid match from that kid, man. It's great.
Yeah, he's a hard-hitting dude. He's real good.
Good, bright future for sure if he stays on the right path. Best of luck moving forward to him. But I got to ask you this one. You know, you talk about the up-and-coming generation, but you also have a hand in that because you are a trainer at the Fallout Shelter, which is amazing, man. Tell us what it means to you to be a coach, a trainer, all that to these up and comers right now.
It's dope. And let me tell you, like, selfishly, I learn more, like, by teaching other people. It's weird. It's a weird feeling.
I get it. I'm a teacher, so I teach music. Yeah, but I get what you mean, drums. But right. Yeah, I get it.
So it's pretty dope. I never viewed myself as a coach, like, or a trainer. Like, I don't, like, I will give you the my honest opinion in the back of every show, but, like, for me to have a class, and, you know, it's, to me, it's a weird feeling because I still feel like I'm learning myself, you know? But there's other coaches there, right? It's me, it's Mike Law, it's Santi, it's Masha, and Akira, and Ahmed. So
you got some hard hitters over there, man. You ain't playing around with that lineup.
Right, exactly. So at least I take pride in that. Like, my days off Fridays, whoever comes Friday, they know, like, yo, there's no ropes, there's no rope breaks, there's no tapping out. Like, we're going to grapple for, like, 3 or 4 hours. So they know Fridays is that. Y'all know we're going to learn how to work. We're going to learn how to fight. Like, for real. This is not no bullshit. Let's do a drill spot, pop up. No, we're not doing that. So I take pride in that. No, the people that come from me is like, yo, we're going to learn how to fight.
Yeah, just when you were listing the names involved, I was like, everything makes sense now. Oh, man. So definitely. And that's what's cool about the different schools. You see the different ways people are trained, man, and a lot of great products coming out of there. Conversely, I want to ask you this because you mentioned Johnny Rods. So I'll ask you this one. I believe it's Gleason's. Is that where you guys train?
Yeah.
Old school. Guy has trained a lot of people feel free to no comment from a lot of people I've talked to on the show. There's a lot of the newer training there is he likes to keep people in the nest kind of a thing, I guess is the best way of putting. Yeah. I mean, if you want to get into it, many people have gotten into it on this show. No disrespect to him. Some great products coming out of there. I certainly don't know that world, but the story seems to be he likes to keep people in the nest. The common theme that I hear is people just kind of, and I get it. It's a growing thing. Like, you want to get out there. You want to, you know, explore. Did you have a similar experience or did you like just have a great overall experience training there?
Oh, I hated it. I hated it.
Like, and I'm not trying to put anyone down. I just,
I say not gladly, but I say openly, I hated my time there.
Okay.
The thing was that when I started, there wasn't too many schools around.
Right.
This is before Hog and before, you know, BWF. Like, there was nothing around. So
sure.
A college kid with no car, I can't leave and go to Jersey. I have to, you know, find a spot here. So I went there. And obviously he trained, you know, a lot of people. Like, he, Devon, Matt Stryker, Taz.
So many
people. So, you know, like, the resume is there. The repertoire is there. It's just the fact now when I'm there, I started noticing that he would call it a club and not pro wrestling. He would shit on the indie wrestling because to him, indie wrestling was backyard wrestling, right? Like, that was in his mentality. Right. And from a Hall of Famer saying it to you as a trainer that we trust, right? We start to believe it. And I'm saying me, like, well, we all did, but I'm talking about myself right now. So, like, yeah, I believed it, right? Like, well, he had the track record of, you know, moving. So let's stick it out. But I hated it. Like, I hated training. I hated the environment just because of that, right? And I only say that because I compared it to once I left. Once I left, I'm like, oh, my God, this is more fun than I thought. Like, and and I hate saying it like that because I'm like, that's so negative towards Gleason's, but it's a truth.
Right. It wasn't for you. Right.
It wasn't for me. Not exactly. Right. I met people that I still talk to this day. Like, the people there, amazing. But the actual school, it just wasn't for me. It wasn't my style. It wasn't my taste, right? So once I left, I started training at Darrell's. Just for people that I knew, I'm like, yo, this is so fucking fun. And, like, I knew I loved wrestling, but once I left, I'm like, okay, I feel like the book bag was off. Like, yo, now I could really enjoy professional wrestling.
Yeah. And I appreciate
a lot of shit I said, but yeah.
Yeah. No, I appreciate you sharing that. I certainly wasn't trying to open up any wounds or anything.
Oh,
but
no, I'm glad you said it.
It's a common thing, that thread I hear on the show, and it's certainly not for me to say. I feel, because I'm not trained in any form or fashion. I usually run away from you guys, but I think you know, in this business, things are very tried and true and very sacred, and there's a lot of history. And I think at the same time, you know, great products come from great schools, but at the same time, I feel the, you know, the resume speaks for itself, but also the business is evolving. The business is changing. And some people are set in their ways. And I certainly don't know that. But I just hear a lot of people say it's hard
but
to
let,
leave the
but
nest.
But let me say this. He's not Please. The only one. He's not the only one. Sure. There's so many schools like that. There's so many schools, even at a small level, like we're promoting, oh, you work for me, you can't work for him. That's not my problem. That's not my business, you know, like, but there's a lot of people that know you here and you can't go there. Or you can't go anywhere, but stay here. And it's not right. At least my opinion. I'm nobody. I'm just saying that I don't think it's right.
I'll disagree with you respectfully, sir. I think that makes you a better teacher because you know all those things. You know, you've had those experiences. You see the different schools. I think if you come out of a situation, as a teacher, I feel like some people teach like, hey, I know more than you. And other people teach. It's like, all right, this is how I connect with you, because everyone learns differently. This is how I connect with you. So you learn how to do something the right way. Everyone learns differently. I don't know if that's your philosophy or anything like that.
I feel like I couldn't. You're not allowed to learn. That's let me say it like that.
Right.
I feel like you wasn't allowed to learn. You know.
But it probably makes you a better teacher for sure, man. And
absolutely. Oh my god! Like, and I say it too when I say one. It's like I'm the way I am because I felt this and that over there, and I don't want to portray that towards you. So. Because it's a sucky feeling, man, you know?
Yeah, it's great, man. And that resume you listen, that list of teachers is incredible, man. So there's going to be some hard hitters coming out of there. speaking of hard hitters, you know, I wrote this down while we were doing the introduction, but shortly before the beginning of your title reign as Pro Wrestling Magic Heavyweight Champion, and very well deserved, sir, you had some bouts with Danny Moff, which were incredible. In the match of the year category, noms for sure. But that show of respect for Danny Moff, I know he's close to a lot of people I'm close with, and it's helped a lot of people I'm close with. That show of respect from Danny Moff, one of the most memorable moments in recent memory in terms of emotion at Pro Wrestling Magic. What did that mean to you?
Oh, my God. You have no idea. Now, Hogan, well, fuck Hogan, right? Racist. But Cena or The Rock will come down and shake my hand, but it's like, it's different, dude. Like, So this is the thing. I'm a big independent wrestling fan, right? It's not just like TV. No, like I love watching independent wrestling. Come on, like top five New York City wrestlers, like, you know, like back in the day, it's fucking Moff, right? Like,
yeah, he's still got it too.
Yes, like he's not slowing down.
Yeah.
Legit badass. Like, people are so scared of him in the back.
I'm a little scared, like, I'm not gonna lie.
Dude, like, but people are legit like so scared of Moff. And I see why, right? Moff is a scary guy to look at. When I first saw the announcement that I was gonna wrestle, I'm like, oh shit. Like, it was a feeling of like, finally? And like, okay, no, my man, this is like a humongous test for you. You know? Like, this is not just a guy acting like a tough guy. As a character, no, this is Danny Moff, the guy you've seen wrestle for fucking so many years, right? Oh my god, like, I have so much respect for him, but after that match, like, it blew up. Like, I love Moff, like, the shit that I learned in that match, I can't even tell you, you know what I'm saying? Like, it was a big mark on me, also. Like, I felt, I went home so happy that day, you know, because like, he beat me, but like, I hung it out there with him. Right, I gave him a run, right? So I gave it right back to him, bro. Like, I left bruised that day. But I know he did too.
Yeah.
But I know he did too. You know what I'm saying? Like, stuff like that. Yeah.
It's what you call moral victory for sure, man.
And absolutely.
I got to ask you this, you know, stalking your social media over here, doing my research. You fought another Gleason student, someone who's really having a great year as well. The Savage One. Now a heavyweight champion elsewhere. Congrats to him. How was that about? What's your relationship with PJ, another up and comer who's killing it right now?
He's doing his thing. It's crazy because I left Gleason's when he was still like brand new, like only a few months in, right? So I think I trained him once or twice, but never more than that. I never kept in contact while I was doing, you know, my runs, and he was still like Gleason's, but after the pandemic, since they started running shows, he left, and I ran into him a few times, and he's treated me with mad with so much respect. Like, he really, people say bad things about him, but like, no, like,
I like PG. He's been good to me.
That's your issue. He treated me with so much respect, but that was a good match, because I figured, and not to put down the Johnny guys, right? But it's like they all work the same exact way, and he doesn't, you know. And I could school him on certain things. So listen, you're good, bro. But if you do this instead of this, you'll be here, you know. And he shut the hell up and listened. Like he's a student. Like he's not. He won't push you away. He won't act like he knows it all. Yeah, that's my dude, man.
Real cool. Yeah. And I love the show of respect there, man. And you mentioned briefly that you are a fan of the independents, which I think is really cool, man. You know, that is your job. I'm sure you watch a lot of people. You have worked a lot of people, a lot of the names. I'll ask you this one first, the two-parter here. But the first part, you watch a lot of indie wrestling, and not to be cliche, we're not huge on the fantasy booking here, but we always have our eyes on some matches. Who are you watching right now that you haven't worked yet that you're like, I want to work him or her?
Oh my gosh! I can't even tell you. I'll tell you this. My list. So I've been wanting to work Brian Keith for a while, and I got him a few months ago. So I got that out. I'll say I want Thatcher, but I wrestled him in Germany. But it was I wrestled him in 2017. I wrestled him in Germany, but I don't want to count that because he whooped my ass in like less than 2 minutes.
You weren't in your final form, okay?
I wasn't what I am now, right? So yeah. I will say it's different. Like I feel like, and he did train me for a few, you know, like he did train me for a month. But it's like I want him. I never wrestled with him before. Oh my god, I don't know.
That's a great answer, man.
Maybe I kind of want to work Jordan Oliver.
He's only leveled up too. He's getting better and better by the day.
He put on weight, and he's like he's a heavy hitter now. He's not depending on the fast paced stuff, so I feel like he could bring it, you know, especially with me.
I'm here for that. That's a good match.
Yeah.
Guys, if you're watching, what do they say? Book it, you cowards. No, but respectfully, book it, you guys. If you're a promoter watching, Pena versus Jordan Oliver. I'm here for that.
He's very talented, and he's only getting better.
And 100%, man, he's leveled up so much since I first saw him. Mm-hmm. And want to be respectful of your time. Just a few more questions. Thank you for making the time. Thanks for being nice to me, man. I appreciate it. I was a little scared. I want to ask you this: when we talk about indie talent, let's talk about this carousel of AEW talent that comes through our locker room every single month. A lot of the legends, Hall of Famers are still doing it. We see Tommy Dreamer everywhere. He's still killing it. Shout out to Tommy, one of the best guys to work with. Who from that AEW locker room, or who are those legends? Because I know you've done Dark before, but who are those legends and people that are actively wrestling on the independents that you want to work the names?
That's working indies. It's kind of difficult, right? Because most of them choose not to.
Right, so, I gotcha. But there's hypothetically, if they did.
I'm going to say this, and I'm going to give you the reason. I'm going to give you two names.
Please.
First is Brian Danielson, right? Like, if I could ever step in the book, that's like, I could die the next day, God fucking forbid. And I'm die a happy man, you know? But I feel like now, or more realistically, I don't like saying that word, but let's just say that. Santana?
Yeah, he's around.
It can happen, and it's gonna happen. I'm claiming it. Like, so.
Okay, we're manifesting. Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. So, my thing is, I take pride in New York professional wrestling, New York City professional wrestling, right? I feel like it was top of the world back in the day, and now it just went downhill after
pandemic.
For whatever happened, but let's just be real. Like, it's not what it used to be. The quality's not there, so it's like, I feel like I take pride in carrying that flag. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've worked a lot of top names at Battle Club, and I've killed it all. Like, I haven't had a bad match there. And I'd be like top names too, right? So I hold that flag like so proudly. He does also, right? Now, this is the guy where I almost kind of put him the same plate as Amav, right? Who, like, he's going to bring it. He's going to, you're going to feel it. you got to give it back even harder, right? Like, to take what's yours. When it was mine for the title, I know I had to wrestle a mind for it, but trust me, he did feel it. He did feel me. And I was Santana. Like, he takes pride in New York City wrestling, but for why? You know? Like, he's been to the TV and back and whatever, still there killing it. I haven't. So I have my, you know, my plate is smaller. I'm more hungry than you, bro. You're eating more than me. I'm not eating, you know? So it's like, I feel like with him, oh, I'm telling you, people will talk. So I take pride in that. Like, no, this is for New York City, and let's kill it, and let's bring everybody up with us type thing.
Love it, man. Mad respect for that, man. And you mentioned Bryan Danielson as your first answer. You know, say it's not in the realm of possibility, but I think he's gone on record saying, and you know, he's coming towards the end of his career. He's publicly said, you know, he's slowing down, but he's also publicly said that he wants to, you know, once he's done an AEW or wherever, he might want to come back and do some indies because he loves the indies. He loves the business, man. So never say never. Maybe we'll clip it, post it on social media. you never know, man. That's awesome. And lastly, I want to be respectful of your time, sir. Thank you for doing this with me. I want to ask, man, as someone who trained so many up and comers, man, someone who's been so successful in the business, now a top guy, at Pro Wrestling Magic, what advice would you have for a lot of these young up and comers that are just starting out?
I'm going to say this, like, you have to be brave and have balls to be different. And I say that because I feel like wrestling is very trendy. So whatever popping, right? Like, so whatever popping now, they don't want to follow that. And then next thing you know, everyone does the same thing, same style, same moveset. So it's like, you don't stand out, you know? Like, try to stand out, be different, be you. We all came into this business with a mentality. And once we started training, it goes away. It's a weird feeling. It's like once you grow up, the imagination is gone, right? And it's like, it's the same thing. And you have to be different. Like, you have to be different. Like, you see my matches. I don't wrestle to please them or Twitter. Like, I'm going to fight you and we're going to win. And I'm going to win. You know, it's one of those things where it's like, and I always say this, like, realness always wins. So make everything realistic. If you go on Warstar, let's say, for example, and you see two videos, one is a fight, and the other video is some charity work. A freaking monkey saved kids from a burning bus or whatever, right? Mm-hmm. I promise you, the fight's going to have more views than the monkey saving the kids. No matter how much saved kids or that he's cute, whatever. No, the fight, we're humans. We want to see a fight. It's good. They don't want to see a fight. They'd rather see a fight. That's what professional wrestling is. So that's all I say. I tell people that to this day, even back then, like, I'll always say it. Professional wrestling is still wrestling. It's still a fight. Everything else comes second and third and fourth or whatever. But you have to, like, give the people. Not, I don't want to say a show, because to me, it's not a show. You have to give them the fight that they want to see. Make sense?
That's no, it does. And I think you said that perfectly, because you want to see the big fight and you're invested emotionally also as well, because we have Steve Pena versus Darius Carter, and no disrespect to anybody else on that card, man. That's going to be a fight, bro. That is going to be a fight.
I texted Steve off like 3 hours ago, and this is the last thing I said. I could screenshot you the freaking thing. I'm like, yo, you're about to have the greatest Magic main event ever.
Really? Yes. Going on record.
I said that about 2-3 hours ago to Steve off. So I'm calling it right now. You'll see it. Yeah, I'll see it.
Expectations were high. They are through the roof right now. As a journalist, I will be watching this closely. Mr. Pena, thank you so much for making the time. But before we get out of here, we're all about that shameless promo. Tell everyone where they can find you, follow you on socials, get the merch, all that good stuff.
Everything is the same. Dusty Pena. TheSteevPena.
The one and only.
Twitter, the X, IG, I don't know whatever Twitter's called now, but yeah. That's it.
He's the man. He is the top guy. Again, the Pro Wrestling Magic heavyweight champion, taking on the all-father, the very decorated Darius Carter. And he's gone on the podcast. He has told management that this will be the best match ever in Pro Wrestling Magic history. Mr. Pena, thank you so much for taking the time. Continued success.
Thank you, bro. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you for being nice to me, guy. And like we always say here on the BCP, everyone stay safe, stay positive, take care of each other. We out. Peace.